And now just 2% of the workforce contribute 20% of GNP. How is this efficiency achieved? Well, my own view is that it owes a great deal to a history over the last 50 or 60 years of intelligent support by the state, mainly taking the form of helping farmers to plan ahead. Then the two other factors I should mention, both very important, are the high level of training amongst the agricultural workforce, and secondly, the recognition by farmers of the value of investing in technology. Now, although the UK is a fairly small country, the geology and climate vary a good deal from region to region. For our purposes today, we can divide the country broadly into three. I've marked them on the map here. The region you'll get to know best, of course, is the north, where we are at present. The land here is generally hilly, and the soil's thin. The climate up here, and you've already had evidence of this, is generally cool and wet. As you'll see next week, the typical farm here in the north is a small, family-run concern, producing mainly wool and timber for the market. If we contrast that with the eastern region, over here, the east is flatter and more low-lying, with fertile soils and a mixed climate. Average farm size is much bigger in the east, and farms are likely to be managed strictly on commercial lines. As for crops, well, the east is the UK's great cereal-producing region. However, increasingly significant areas are now also given over to high-quality vegetables for supply direct to the supermarkets.